Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Marie Parrott and we're going to be talking about the holiday tour of homes. So good morning to you, Marie.
Good morning.
Marie, how did you say, yes, I want to have people come to my house and share all my Christmas decorations?
Well, I have this very nice neighbor named Mary and we walk sometimes and she said she needed one more person for the tour homes, and I had just done a lot of work on my house, so I thought, okay. I would do that.
And isn't it fun to share all the things that you've done?
I mean, it is.
It's a lot of work, but
it's not so bad because I just moved in, so I have already done a lot of work. Mm-hmm. The house needed a little bit of updating, and so all I need to really do is decorate.
Mm-hmm. And being new to this home, I think that maybe has some challenges in that you sort of have to try things out for your Christmas decorations.
I totally agree. I've been looking in the stores and trying to get ideas and looking online and thinking of some things, and I haven't decorated in a while, so I'll have to dig everything out and just see how...
Yeah.
How things look.
Tell us just a little bit about the style of your home.
It's a craftsman home, I think. It has hardwood floors and high ceilings and big rooms. And well, the kitchen's kind of small, but I really, and you know, lots of big windows and lots of windows.
So. Sounds like you're really enjoying it.
I do. I wasn't sure I would love to come to town, but I actually really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. We're glad to hear that. And like you said, it helps to have good neighbors, and you've certainly found that that's true. So what about kind of color theme throughout your home? Not necessarily Christmas, but just sort of throughout your home, what are your favorite colors?
Well, I kind of went with the grays or the new, the new muted color. Mm-hmm. Or so I have kind of a off-gray living room and drapes and things, and then my kitchen I went with the tans and black, and my daughter says I have more earth tones. Mm-hmm. And you know, pretty subtle. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty subtle.
Well, then you can do lots of pops of color if you want, and the Christmas decorations will stand out just great. What about, you said it was a craftsman, do you have any leaded or stained glass windows in the home?
Well, I have some in my front door. It has like 6 leaded windows. Oh. Right in the front there that are very pretty. The door. Yes. Itself needs a little bit of repair, but, you know, I just think that adds character.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about the Christmas decorations. You sound like maybe you don't have all of them ready just yet.
No, they're upstairs, you know, from moving, and I just have to, you know, drag them out. I've gotten, when you work places, and I have blessed with a lot of friends, so I've gotten... You know, I kind of have a snowman collection, kind of have a Santa. Mm-hmm. Collection, and I just have to set things around.
Yeah.
And see how it looks.
Isn't it interesting, once people know you have a little collection started or you're interested in something, all of a sudden that's your birthday gift, your Christmas gift.
That's right. Everybody adds to it.
Yes,
that's your go-to gift.
That's very, very true. Now, we should mention, Marie, that this is happening on December 2nd. And it's not until 4 o'clock, so that way people can finish up looking at the Festival of Trees and other things that are going on in the afternoon, and then go on the holiday home tour. That is 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and you'll have somebody there to sell tickets at your house as well as the other.
Yes.
Houses.
So I understand. No matter where you start, every house will have tickets for sale.
Yeah. So that way, you know, if you want to buy tickets ahead, you can do that. And they are at Tinderbox and Pretty Woman and Brink Flower and Gift Company. But you can wait and buy them at the door that day, wherever you start. Again, that's 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 2nd. And I guess while I'm talking about that, I'll just mention that the money goes to Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. So when you get your ticket, you're doing a good deed, as well as having a good social time and seeing lots of pretty things. So
that's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
So
I look forward to seeing everybody else's house too.
Yes, that's true. That's set up so you can get to do that. So let's talk more specifically about some of your Christmas things. You mentioned the snowman collection and other collections.
Well, I kind of have some Santa Clauses that people have given me through the year, but mostly for my tree, I did buy a few new. I'm kind of going with the blue and the silver.
Mm.
I think this year I like it when everything kind of ties together, but then I'll get out I taught Sunday school for years at my church, and so I've gotten a lot of little ornaments that I really love, and I'll add all those too. So.
Oh, yes. Teaching Sunday school, I can just imagine all of the neat little things that you received as gifts, and probably brings about lots of memories when you look at them.
It does. Mostly good.
Yes. Probably a few trials along the way, but mostly good.
Mostly good.
Yes.
Mostly good.
What about anything special in your kitchen?
No, not really. I put in some wainscoting on a wall and things, so it's still it has a hint of country to it. But I went with a black and tan, and I'll add some. I'm not sure what I'm going to put in there for Christmas, but I have some old tins that I got years and years ago that I'll bring out.
And I think that Family Crisis Support Network people are furnishing cookies, and they may be in the kitchen or wherever, but if you want a cookie, you'll be able to have one of those at each home also. Do you have a favorite thing you've saved? We talked about the decorations from the Sunday school kids. Are there some other things that you decorate with that you just say, this is some of my favorite Christmas things?
I have we rented a farm for years, or a country home, I should say, but and my landlord gave me this. It's just a little old-fashioned kind of a greenery centerpiece, and I know every time I bring that out, I look at that and I think of them, and you know, it's just a little thank you for taking good care of their home, and I really love that. But I don't know, I just have an eclectic grouping of lots of centerpieces and things for my door, and
we're anxious to see all of them, Marie.
Well, so, I am going to drag them all out.
That's good. Now, as I mentioned, this is December 2nd, but after that, are you going to have some family in to share in your Christmas decorating too sometime during the season?
Well, we usually take turns. I had Thanksgiving this year, but I'm sure I will have, I usually have some friends over for supper a couple of times around Christmas, so since I'm all decorated up, I'm going to
absolutely
do some of that too.
Absolutely.
I like to cook.
Very good. Well, we are looking forward to visiting you, Marie. And what's your address?
110 West 14th.
Okay. So that, again, I want to remind people, it's December 2nd, and from 4 to 7 p.m., start at any house. There are four homes, and just enjoy seeing the homes and seeing people. Marie, I always think it's a good time to visit with some folks that maybe I don't see other times during the year.
That's very true, and I've seen people out and about that have said, oh, you're going to be on the tour of homes. That's so nice of you.
Yeah. So
that's nice to hear from people,
yes,
too.
Yes, nice to be appreciated.
Yes.
We want to thank you very much, Marie Parrott, for visiting with us. And
absolutely.
Until next time, here's a thought. People may be alike in their promises. It is only in their deeds that they differ.